This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Another corporate scandal unfolds today, this one in a Birmingham, Alabama courtroom. Lawyers make opening statements in the federal fraud trial of Richard Scrushy, the founder and former chief executive of HealthSouth. He's accused of orchestrating a scheme to inflate the company's earnings by more than $2.5 billion. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Richard Scrushy is the latest in a string of corporate giants to go on trial for cooking the books to make it appear their companies were meeting Wall Street expectations. And it could be the government's strongest corporate fraud case, according to John Coffey, a securities law professor at Columbia.
This is the one case that if the prosecutors can't win this, they're unlikely to win any. They have virtually an embarrassment of riches in this case.
Those riches are the 15 former HealthSouth executives who have pleaded guilty and are cooperating with federal authorities. Several will take the witness stand to implicate Scrushy as the mastermind of a plot to make the physical therapy firm look more profitable than it really was.
In no other case that I can imagine will we see four or five chief financial officers, all of whom served at different times, testifying against the chief executive officer and describing him as the Imperial Caesar who ran the corporation and who dictated everything about the company's financial statements.
Scrushy is the first CEO tried under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, passed by Congress in the wake of the Enron scandal. It required him to certify that financial statements fairly present the company's position. Prosecutors are also armed with tape-recorded conversations between Scrushy and former CFO Bill Owens, who agreed to wear a wire. In this one, Owens says his wife is concerned he might end up in jail. Scrushy responds that jobs are on the line.
I think we got good numbers quarter to quarter from here on out. We're having good solid numbers. I think that, you know, we're going to come out of here with some damn good income statements.
We'll come out of here with some damn good income statements, he said, and went on to say people will think the deck's clean. Defense lawyers didn't return calls for comment, but since the federal probe first surfaced, Scrushy has denied any wrongdoing. In a 60 Minutes appearance with correspondent Mike Wallace, he blamed his financial officers.
I certainly didn't commit the fraud. People know me. They know I wouldn't instruct somebody to do that.
What would be the motive of your CFOs to commit a fraud?
I really don't want to get into the deal, but every one of them has a motive. Promotions, bonuses, stock options, an opportunity to make a lot of money.
Known as somewhat of a showman fond of fast boats and expensive cars, Scrushy has done anything but lay low since he was indicted. For the past year, he and his wife have hosted Viewpoint, a morning devotional program on a Birmingham television station. Yesterday, a local pastor and his wife filled in.
We're so delighted to be here on behalf of Richard and Leslie Scrushy. As I'm sure you already know, they are away in court for the next several weeks. So we want them to know how much we love them and appreciate them, and we're lifting them up. We're asking you to also keep them before the Lord, that the peace of God will reign in their life.
If convicted, Scrushy faces up to 450 years in prison, $30 million worth of fines, and could be forced to hand over $278 million worth of assets seized by the federal government. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.